Some supporters say they like George W. Bush because they liked his father. While in the White House, President Bush declared himself the environmental president. Environmentalists generally concede some advances were made in environmental protection, such as in revising the Clean Air Act and protecting wetlands. But environmentalists in Texas say Governor George W. Bush does not have the environmental record his father did. Ken Kramer is the director of the Lone Star chapter of the Sierra Club.
Well, basically, under Governor Bush, environmental policy has been pretty much a reflection of what business and industry wants.
Kramer says Governor Bush has appointed former industry executives and industry lobbyists to head environmental agencies that regulate industry. Kramer feels it's a natural reaction for Bush. He says Bush is a former oil wildcatter. He was raised among Texas oil and gas industry executives.
So he tends to think of the industry people as folks that he turns to for information and support and advice. He doesn't turn to environmental organizations or to people who have a long record of working on environmental issues to really get information about what environmental policy should be.
The environmental regulations Bush has supported in Texas usually revolve around voluntary compliance or incentives for pollution-reducing innovations. That approach is popular with business and industry, and it's paid off for Bush. Oil and gas industry officials are among Bush's top contributors. According to the Federal Election Commission, oil and gas interests have donated more than $1 million to the Bush campaign. Governor Bush rarely speaks about environmental protection on the campaign trail. When he does use the word environment, it's usually about business environment, as in this New Hampshire speech.
But prosperity occurs not because of government, but because of entrepreneurs and small businesses and people who are willing to work hard to realize the American dream. And so the job... And so the job of government is to create an environment in which entrepreneurship can flourish. That's why I'll be supporting and proposing tax cuts. That's why I'll support less regulation. That's why I will fight for meaningful, long-lasting, real tort reform.
Governor Bush believes environmental standards must be based on the best science, that market-driven technologies can provide solutions, and that government should encourage innovation and going beyond compliance. In a speech on the George W. Bush website, the candidate talks about shifting federal dollars to state and local control and reinforcing private property rights.
As president, I will build conservation partnerships between federal and state governments, local communities, and landowners to protect and conserve our natural resources. Our legacy should be an unwavering commitment to preserve and conserve our treasured lands, a commitment I intend to keep.
Bush opposes the Kyoto Climate Change Treaty that calls for nations to reduce global warming. The candidate supports a moratorium against offshore drilling in California and Florida. Alan J. Lichtman is a professor of history at American University and author of the book Keys to the White House. He says Bush is likely to take the same approach to the environment in the White House as he did in Texas.
You are not going to find George W. Bush taking a regulatory approach when it comes to environmental issues. I think he's much more likely, absent tremendous political pressure to the contrary, to stick to his more voluntary approach. And this is important because a number of important environmental laws are up for renewal over the next several years.
But Lichtman believes Governor Bush won't be saying much about his positions on the environment during the primaries.
He does not believe that environment is a core issue with Republican primary voters, then he's going to particularly get an edge on other candidates by debating it.
Lichtman says if Bush wins the Republican nomination, it'll be a different story in the general election. Whether he faces Bill Bradley or Al Gore, Bush's record on environmental protection is likely to be targeted by the Democrat. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.